Good morning. It is 10:09, and it is time for our update from CoffeeVault Friends of Animals. We have Becky Barnhart who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Going just fine, and good morning to all. I sure wish I could. Am I coming in okay, Jane?
You're coming in great. Yep.
Okay. I had some feedback on my phone, and I was afraid maybe I wasn't coming across. And gosh, everyone needs to know what I have to say, because we're going to talk about some animals out at the animal shelter, so ready to be adopted. We don't have any new adoptions to talk about this week. Honestly, we don't have any new names to talk about this week, but that doesn't mean that what's out the shelter are wonderful, wonderful animals. It just hasn't been the right time for a family to introduce them to their new home. So we're going to talk about kittens. We have... Gosh, we've got 12 or 13 kittens that are just growing by leaps and bounds. If you go to Facebook, go to the Coffeeville Animal Shelter Facebook page, they've been doing little videos of each of the kittens. They bring them out front, let them play around, just cute as they can be. There's all different colors. There's all different shapes and sizes. But they're all probably about the same age, around 12 to 13 weeks. So if you're looking for a kitten, nice variety right now. You could come out to the shelter and spend some time and get that personality that matches yours. Same way with puppies. Goodness, we have got some of the cutest little puppies out there. Nothing adopted this week. Last week I told you all about Sheriff that got adopted. I think that's a really cute name. But some of the puppies that are still available, Violet, Cecilia, Sheriff is gone. Slinky is still there. Flo, Dakota, Rex. It's just a few of the names. And again, look on Facebook and see these puppies. They've taken videos of them, so it's not just a still picture. You can see them running around. They're young. They're like 3 to 4 months old, so they're that great age to bring home and start training. So those are the young animals that we have available. We still got some of our old timers still at the shelter. Again, it's just timing. I know we're winding down the summer. We're getting ready for school. Fair and rodeo is coming up. There's a lot of things going on. So sometimes adding a pet to your household, maybe timing isn't just right. Still would be nice, though, if you did right before school starts, maybe get a new pet in your house and get it situated before school starts. It's good therapy for when you come home from school and maybe you've had kind of a rough day. You've got that little wagging tail looking at you or that kitten purring at you. It's a good stress reliever, I'm just saying. So come out and check out some of the puppies, kitties, and then let me talk about some of our old guys. Mickey. Mickey is with us. Mick's Calahoo. He is beautiful. He has that brown color with a white face. Lana is our German Shepherd, gorgeous girl, about 6 years old. She walks nicely. She likes car rides. She is a beautiful, I mean, she looks pure. Now, you know, we can't always say that because we don't know, but she sure has all the beautiful markings of a German Shepherd. We also have Todd and Copper, cute little guys. They're black and white in color. They call them pocket pits, so they're not very big. We estimate their age to be about 3.5 years old. They could go together. They could go apart, but they're just swell, swell dogs. Brownie is a female. She's 4 years old. She's tan in color. I think she's beautiful. She's got that chestnut color to her, and she's such a good dog. They have been with the shelter, these animals that I mentioned, the dogs, for such a long time that a lot of times they're really well-trained because they're used to walking in and out of their kennel. They work on keeping their kennels clean. So they have a schedule. So if you have a schedule for your pet, it's a lot easier to housebreak. And these guys have been with us at such a time that a lot of times that we can housebreak them from just the way our routine is. So there are some of the animals that are mentioned that I talked about today. Give you a little update on Old Man Dog that was adopted. We talked about him. He's doing great. The family has him. They just love him. And we always like to hear the feedback. How are things going with your pet? And we've had some really good feedback on those dogs. I reached out to Jamie at City Rec this morning. I've not heard back, and I'm pretty sure they'll probably do that year-end season swim for the dogs. And I will try to have that information for people next Thursday, at the end of this regular swimming season, the city rep will open it up to people to come out and bring their dogs, and they can come out and have an evening swim. So I will make sure I have that information for you next week. Some of the wants and the needs that we have at the shelter, again, top of the list would be our puppy chow. A lot of puppies that we're taking care of, and we like to give them that special puppy food. We have special things in that for them. Treats, we need treats, Dawn, leash, paper towels, dryer sheets, kitty litter. With all those kittens, we're going through our kitty litter really quick, so we would appreciate those items. Toys, again, I will mention they do not have to be brand new toys. We are just tickled pink to have gently used toys coming in. We really love the harder, the texture is harder, or they're more sturdy in their building of that toy, because that way our big dogs, they last a little bit longer with them. But we welcome any toy that you might have, especially with those puppies. They need that interaction. They need that chewing. They need the chewing on the toys and not each other and on us. So if you've got any toys that you think would be appropriate, please bring them out to the shelter. Hours, we are closed on Sunday and Monday to the public, but we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 4. The telephone number is 620-252-6060. We have two Facebook pages available for people to go and look at our animals, the one being CFA, the Cossaville Friends of Animals, and the other is Cossaville Animal Shelter. So there are lots of ways to see what's available. I always say the best way, though, is just come out and visit. Spend a little time. As I said, it's kind of an anxious time of year. People are trying to get their children ready for school and maybe those last-minute vacations. Fair and rodeo takes a lot of kids are involved in that. So if you need a stress relief, come out to the shelter and play with some kittens and some puppies. We'd love it.
Hey, fantastic, Becky. And you know that there are just so many great reasons to, of course, visit the shelter, and hope folks can, get out there and see what all you got available. And I know that even though some of those afternoons have been kind of warm, even if you just get out and, I think once you're out in it, it's not too bad. And I know you're always looking for folks to help walk some of those dogs as well.
That's right. Or just sit and they can even just stay inside in the lobby and just, interact with them there. And just they need that attention. And when you're working at the shelter, your best intention is to spend time with them. But you find yourself so busy doing all the things that need to be done that sometimes you don't spend as much time with those animals as you think you should. So you're right. Just come out sometimes and just say, hey, can I hold the kitten? Can I interact with the puppy? And maybe that old dog back there, maybe he just needs a brush, and we just come in and brush him. It's really good therapy for you and for them. But, life can be pretty stressful sometimes, and there's nothing better than some good affection from the dog or a cat.
That's right. And, of course, if folks are out shopping and they want to grab some extras bring those donations by the shelter, I know you're always happy to take those.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't be able to provide the things for them without the donations. That's how Cossaville Friends of Animals is being able to be here as many years as we have, and it's through donations of people. And we feel very fortunate to have that, and then it gives us the opportunity to give special care to these animals that need that. Sometimes we get animals in that have been injured, or maybe they just need a medication of some kind, and we're able to provide that for the shelter. So our animals, when they leave the shelter, as healthy as we can possibly get them. Remember, when the adoption is done, they've been spayed or neutered. They're up on their vaccinations. What else? We license them for the city, and their worming's been done. So they're about as healthy as we can do, and it's just one little cost for the adoption fee, and they're out the door, and they're ready to go. So come see us. We'd sure appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, anything else, Becky, that we need to know here as we wrap up today?
Well, just kind of be cautious of the heat. As you just mentioned, it is a little warm. It's not as warm as it has been, but keep the animals in the shade. Don't put them in the doghouse where there's no ventilation. Outside under a shade tree is really better for them if that's all you have. And change that water out several times a day. Put some ice in it. Just think how you feel, and remember the pavement doesn't have to be cement. It can be wood. it's just so hot. It's just so very, very hot sometimes that you, like I said, I caught myself tap dancing before walking across the wooden deck, so barefooted. So just be aware. And I like the way when you do Channel 6, they do our weather for us. And Stacia, I think her name's Stacia. Stacia.
Yeah.
I love it when she'll remind everybody, you know, look in the back seat before you leave your car. You know, don't leave your pet or your. And that's such good advice because we are so busy sometimes in the morning on our way to work or running errands that you forget about that back seat. So I love her reminder. So good reminder.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do need that. It is good to have those reminders. So, again, right. Becky, we appreciate you joining us here. Good update from Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we'll look forward to catching up again next week.
And hopefully some good adoption news, but if not, we'll keep working at it.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
All right, take care. That's Becky Barnhart with Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We always appreciate talking with Becky each and every Thursday at this time. Time for a check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility, and we'll be back to open line here in just a moment.